Blown Off on Coast 93.1.
Good morning, Bridget.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? This is so cool to talk to you guys. I've been listening to you for years.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. Probably would be cooler if it was not because you're getting blown off.
Maybe not this topic. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. I am, and it's stupid because I did nothing wrong. I know for a fact that I did nothing wrong, actually. So.
Oh.
Okay. So tell us about Paul.
Yeah, right. Paul, he could very well be the one.
Whoa.
Holy crap.
Okay.
Yeah. Tossing it up.
So, yeah.
I mean, okay, this might sound like crazy. I mean, he if he would text me back, of course.
Right, <that's...
laughs> He'd be the one if I could get in touch with him.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I know I sound like a stage five clinger, but Paul and I, there was something there. I mean, there is something there. And he, like, totally flipped the script on me and sort of just kind of bailed and ghosted. And I don't know why. Maybe he got scared. I don't know.
So how many dates are we talking?
Okay, so we've only been out twice.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Yeah, for real. So listen, I know. We went out
stage
twice,
four and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our connection, like, I've never felt this way before. And he admitted the same. It was like totally electric, like soulmates.
Wow.
Well,
okay.
He admitted it too. That's okay.
Yeah. As long as he's returning these things.
Correct.
Because you told him that, I'm guessing?
Yeah. No, yes, he is. He's returning.
Okay.
He's so
what
right
was, what was the, so you had two dates. How did the last date end?
With an amazing makeout sesh.
Okay.
Okay. It was, and so there you have zero that you think, like, this is completely.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Nothing went wrong. And after that date, we texted nonstop, even lots of, like, flirty, sexy texts, and then he just changed. We started figuring out what to do for our third date, and then out of nowhere, he said he just wants to keep things casual and wanted to, make sure I was on the same page. And no, I'm not on the same page. I don't want things to be casual.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, obviously.
The one is not a casual one.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Can you be casual one?
Why downgrade?
Okay.
Okay.
So when he said, I want to keep things casual, obviously you were like, that's not what I'm interested in.
Yeah, I flipped out. I said, what? And I said, no, that's not what I want at all. And he never texted me back, ever. And it just makes no sense.
All right. Well, listen, Paul did agree to come on, okay?
Okay.
I know.
Now
it's,
she's like, oh,
I'll
crap.
Talk until right now. It's like, okay. All right. I'm going to add Paul into the call, all right?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Paul?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Paul.
I'm going to conference you in with Bridget. You're okay with your voice being on the radio, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You there, Bridget?
Hi.
Paul, can you hear her?
I can. Hey, Bridget. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hi, okay. So.
Hey, Bridget, I just want to say that I didn't blow you off. I told you and communicated to you what I was looking for. And, I don't think we want the same thing. So I just moved on, honestly.
But I know you told me you wanted to keep things casual, like, whatever that means, by the way, like friends or friends with benefits. I don't know. Anyways, this is like completely the opposite of what we had talked about over and over. So I just don't understand the change of heart. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I just know that if we keep going, if we, you know, that you're going to break my heart.
Oh.
Why?
Yeah, this is like whiplash.
Yeah, we're going to pause for a second and come back and we'll dig into that next on The Blake Show.